Well, good morning, everyone. How's it going? You guys glad to be in chapel this morning? A little tired, getting close to the end of the year here, so I know where you guys are. This morning, we just want to encourage you. We know it's coming down to the end of the rope, so we're just going to ask y'all to stand up, and we're going to worship together this morning, all right?
Chains be
glad we're here this morning. It's good to be in God's house. No matter where you go, it's cool to be with people who love the Lord. This morning, we just want you to do something kind of different. Maybe all y'all are tired. Why don't you greet somebody around you and maybe go give Dr. Perkins a high five, President Perkins. As many people as possible. Let's go. Come on. Love seeing the hugs. Those are cool. All right, you guys sing this with us. Your love is deep. Y'all should know as well.
Oh, your love is deep. Your love is wide and it covers us. Your love is fierce. Your love is strong and it's furious. Your love is sweet. Your love is wide and it's waking hearts to life. Oh, nothing can tear us from the grip of His mighty love. Oh, we've only heard His vast affection, heard whispers of His heart and passion. It's pouring. His love is fierce, His love is strong, and it's furious. His love is sweet, His love is wild, and it's waking hearts to life.
Yeah!
The Father loves and sends His Son. The Son lays down His life for all. Oh, He lavishes His love upon us. He calls us now His sons and daughters. He's reaching out. His love is deep, His love is wide, and it covers us. His love is fierce, His love is strong, and it's furious. His love is sweet, His love is wild, and it's waking hearts to life.
Oh, His love is deep, His love is deep, yeah.
His love is deep, His love is wide, and it covers us. His love is fierce, His love is strong, and it's furious. His love is sweet, His love is wild, and it's waking hearts to life.
With Your love.
Yeah, waking me to life. Yeah, waking. I am with Your love, with Your love, with Your love, with Your love. Love is deep, His love is wide, and it covers us. His love is fierce, His love is strong, and it's furious. Love is sweet, and love is wild, and it's waking hearts to life.
Your love is deep, Your love is deep, yeah.
Your love is deep, Your love is wide, and it covers us. Oh, Your love is fierce, Your love is strong, and it's furious. Your love is sweet, Your love is wild, and it's waking hearts to life. Oh, Your love is deep. Your love is wide and it covers us. Your love is fierce, Your love is strong and it's furious. His love is sweet, His love is wild and it's waking hearts to life. Yeah.
This morning, God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for letting this gathering happen.
this chapel at MacU and for us being able to come down and worship with these students. As we continue to worship this morning, help us to focus on you, focus on what you've done for us, and to praise your name as we continue to worship. Help us to think about those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Get your hands up this morning. We do Amazing Grace a little bit different. You guys should know this.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
Y'all sound great.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already. Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me.
Sing that again.
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace, unending love, amazing thousand years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
To sing that song, an old favorite. Guys, you know, I know y'all are getting down to the point where it's like, man, if I have to go and sit through one more class or take one more test, I'm just going to die. And so this morning I thought, what can I say that can motivate you guys to finish through. And I found this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. It says this: "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but rather what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." You know, you're working here on the earth, and the things that you see right now won't last forever. Ministry won't last forever. You know, Bible college won't last forever, but God's kingdom will last forever. And that's what we put our hope in this morning. And we're just thankful to be here with you guys this morning, just worshiping. So let's continue this morning.
Know that you are holy. go to God in prayer. Father God, you are God. And we come here today and we praise you through song, through our voices lifted up. Lord God, thank you for that ability. Thank you for wanting us to be in your presence, lifting our voices to you, God. Lord God, I pray for everyone who's here in this room, on this campus, who claims to be a Christian, God, that we can be the vessels that carry your message to this lost world. Lord, it is a broken world with pain and suffering and death, Lord. But Lord God, your message, the gospel message, brings hope to the hurt, hope to the pain. It gives hope to those who feel lost, God. Lord God, thank you for using us as your instruments to reach the world. Lord, let us be worthy of that. Let us take the seriousness of that and make sure our lives are a reflection of who you are. Lord, it's your son's name I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So I've been asked to come and speak to you this morning, and I know a few of you, but I don't know a lot of you, so let me tell you who I am. I am Levi Chehorse, and I am a Christian, and that's about it. I'm just like you. You know, I am just like you. I'm nobody special, and I'm not here with anything flashy, any crazy show or PowerPoint or anything like that, because I just want to talk to you, because I sat where you sat many years ago. In 2003, I graduated from Roanoke Bible College, went into the ministry, was in the ministry a little bit before that, but went into the ministry full-time after that. And I look back, and it hasn't been that long, but I look back, and there's some things that I wish people would have told me before I graduated. And what I want to talk to you today about is a thing called integrity. And it's something that I think this world has lost. People today do not value integrity anymore. I was just reading the other day that the Boy Scouts manual from when it first began to the Boy Scout manual today, there are a lot of things that have been taken out of it. There's a lot of things that have been changed. And some of the things that have been changed are that no longer do they talk about chivalry. No longer do they talk about honor, except for like one or two sentences. Now they talk about leadership and how to lead properly. And though those things are good, I think integrity has been taken out of this world. And people are not required to be people of integrity. People are not to be required to be people of honor. But we as Christians need to take up that rallying call and be people of integrity. Men and women of integrity. Men and women of honor. Why? Because we represent not only ourselves, but Christ Jesus. Listen to some people who are a lot smarter than me and what they say about integrity. Socrates says this: regard your good name as the richest jewel you can possibly be possessed of. For credit is like fire. When once you have kindled it, you may easily preserve it. But if you once extinguish it, you will find it an arduous task to rekindle it again. The way to a good reputation is to endeavor to be what you desire to appear. Marcus Aurelius said, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. And Lemony Snicket, but there are times in this harum-scarum world when figuring out the right thing to do is quite simple, but doing the right thing is simply impossible. What do you think of when you hear the word integrity? Do you think of a man or a woman that models it? Do you think of a man or a woman who do not model it? Do you think of a lost virtue, integrity? Let me tell you what I think about when I hear that word. I think of a definition that a good friend of mine, Dave McCants, gave to this word. It's a good working definition of what integrity is. He says, integrity is who you are when no one sees. Who you are when no one sees. I think of men who I look up to. Men who have shown integrity in their lives. Men like Keith Lewis from West Park Church of Christ, Scott Askew from Union Grove Church of Christ, Lee Allen, an elder at Union Grove, Mr. Woolard, my friend David McCants, Mr. Fields, Pop Lewis, President Griffin, men who are the same no matter when you see them. These men are men that I look up to. These are men who shown integrity to me and who model integrity for all to see. Now, these men haven't finished their lives and they've got some life ahead of them, and I pray that they stay men of integrity. But if their character up to this point is any example of how they're going to finish the race, I think they're going to finish strong. These are men who are the same no matter when you see them. This thing called integrity is something that has always plagued society and the church. People have always struggled to be men of integrity, to be the same no matter what. And it's a struggle that we all face in our lives. Think of the men of the Bible. Think of Noah, a man who was called to build an ark, to preach a message to people who were about to die. A man who was chosen because of his faith in God to be saved from the flood. Afterwards, we know that he lost that integrity a little bit by getting drunk and getting naked and laying down and having his son see him and laugh at him. Moses, who was called to carry the people of Israel out of slavery, who got into the desert and relied on his own power and struck a rock, knowing that he could bring water out of it for the people and they would stop grumbling to him. Lost a little bit of integrity there. David, who was a man after God's own heart, who was given the ability to slay a giant, the strength to stand before Goliath and slay a giant, the man who was called to be the king of Israel, the person to lead God's people, sinned with Bathsheba. Abraham, who was called out, who we are all sons and daughters of in the promise, gave his wife to a king because he was scared that the king would kill him for her. Men have always struggled with this thing called integrity. Humanity struggles with it. Listen to this exchange between Peter and Paul, found in Galatians 2, 11 through 21. It says, "But when Cephas," or Peter, "came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, 'If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. Peter and Paul even didn't see eye to eye. Peter, who acted like a Gentile when the Jewish circumcision party wasn't around, started questioning and going, well, I need to act like these people here. He wasn't the same all the time. So what is the takeaway from this? What can you take away from what I'm telling you about integrity? It's this. You are called to be men and women of integrity. You must be men and women of integrity. Luckily, we serve a gracious God. We serve a God of mercy who oversees our sins and our failings and loves us no matter what. But to the world around us, they're waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for you to make a mistake. Let's be men and women of integrity. So let's stop with the men and women coming out of our dorm rooms in the morning. Let's stop with the cheating on our spouses. Let's stop with the becoming a minister because we think it's an easy job. Let's stop with the sleeping with our boyfriends and girlfriends. Let's stop with the pornography use. Let's stop with the mask we put on at church with those friends that is different from the mask we put on when we're with other friends. Let's stop with the way we act in our relationships. Let's stop with the legalistic rules we demand of others. Let's be who we are and be consistent in who we are. Let's be people of integrity. See, I'm tired. I'm tired of explaining to people why ministers do what they do. I'm tired of explaining to people why Christians do what they do and mar the name of Christ. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the lack of integrity that ministers and fellow Christians have. Stand firm in your faith. Stand firm in who you are in Christ. So who is someone you can look to and model this integrity after? Not me. Don't look at me. But I give you Paul. I give you Paul, a man of the Bible, a man you can read about, a man who lived his life and has finished. See, we know that he was a man of integrity. He was self-admittedly the worst of sinners. He didn't try to hide that from anyone. He was a man who ran the race, though. He fought the good fight, and he lived a life of integrity. You say, Levi, he was a man who murdered Christians. But that's who he was. See, he was a Pharisee among Pharisees, a Jew among Jews. And he heard about this group that was defacing his God. And he said, I will not have it. And as soon as God approached him on that road, his tune changed. And he said, I will have it, and I will have all of it. And I will go and I will tell everyone I see about it. No matter if they question who I am because of my past, I am a Christian now, and I serve Christ. See, what we do is like a drop in a body of water. You've seen it. You've dropped a drop of water, and the ripples start rippling out. See, it doesn't just affect you and it doesn't just mar your name, but it mars the church's name. It mars your family name. It mars Christ's name when you lack integrity. Be people of integrity. Students, faculty, rise up. Be people of integrity. Restore the view of Christians as men and women of integrity. The way to do that is with your life. It's with your words. It's with your actions and your thoughts. As I tell the teenagers that I talk to and the adults I talk to, you can't fix anyone else, but you can fix you. And you can start there. And you can model what it looks like. So some of you have shut me off, and that's okay. But some of you are listening to what I say, and I want you to start with you today. Start studying about honor and integrity and what that looks like. Start figuring out what it means to be a Christ follower and how you can be that no matter where you are. Be people of integrity. So my question to you this morning, and I'll leave you with this. Will you take that challenge to heart? Will you leave out of this room? Some of you are graduating this year. Some of you have a little bit longer here at MacU. I want to call it Roanoke Bible College because it's still part of my heart at MacU. And you're going to be going off into the world. But right now, you are affecting the world. And you have the ability to change the view of Christianity and Christ and the word Christian. Or you have the ability to destroy it. But it's going to take you. And it's going to be you that's going to do that. Let's be people of integrity. Let's pray. Father, we are unworthy. But that's the great thing, because we don't have to be worthy. You sent your Son Jesus, who is the one who is worthy of our praise, our honor, our songs, Lord. He's worthy of our lives. And Lord God, for us who have accepted Him, who've called Him Lord of our lives, Lord, let us strive to, no matter where we are, to model Him in our lives, through our actions, through our love, through who we are, God. Lord God, let us not be fake. Let us not be hypocrites. Let us be real. Really following and serving You, God. Lord, I pray for everyone who's in this room. I just pray that they'll start looking at themselves and asking questions. Do I really reflect Christ to those who are around me? Not just by words I say, but by my actions. Am I really growing in my relationship with Him? Have I really given my life over? Am I really growing deeper in what it looks like in this life that He's called me to live? Lord God, thank You. Thank You for this life You've called us into. Lord, a life that You promise love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness to be a part of, God. Lord, a life that self-control is a part of. So Lord God, let us not throw off self-control and go out into this world and just do whatever. But Lord God, let us live a life that is honoring and pleasing to You. Let it be that living sacrifice that the Bible talks about. Lord God, thank You. Thank You for the blessings that come because we can have a relationship with You. It's in Your Son's name I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.